What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of The Lockdown. It's Zach Danger and number 12.
And welcome back to another episode of The Lockdown.
Lockdown.
Blah. I am your host, Zach Danger, spelled with a K. Don't get it wrong. And this is my co-host over here. His name is...
I am number 12 out of 14. There were 14 of us now. I'm the only one left. I'm number 12.
And he's a robot slash cyborg, so please be nice to him. No racism.
No racism.
Here. No racism.
Don't call me a bot. That's offensive. How dare you call us a bot?
Bot is a slang. Yeah, a bot would be the slang, because bot implies that you're like annoying and dumb, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
No, it's offensive.
That's the ching chong of robots.
It's the ching chong. Yeah. Don't ask me to identify all the cars in this photo. You know, I can't do that. Okay,
that's your job.
Yeah, don't tell me. You know, oh, we're trying to click every single square that has a tree in it. Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, leave this guy alone, man. He's only here to do podcasting, and that's it.
I'm only programmed for podcasting.
Exactly, and he does a very good job. Today's episode is gonna be about socializing in the age of quarantine. And
yeah,
Mike,
man.
I'll let you just not Mike. I'm sorry, that's your. That's your racist name. I'm sorry. Number 12. Go ahead.
Number 12.
I'll let you kind of take it. But you've been doing some stuff.
I have. We've talked about this a little bit, just about how people are doing different things now. Like, for example, now I am now in the habit of just like FaceTiming a bunch of people. Just like going like a list of people. Like I'll FaceTime my friend James or my other buddy from Texas, and then my I'll like FaceTime with my sister so I can see my niece, and like I'll FaceTime with my mom. And that's like something I mean, you know, it used to be where if you got a FaceTime out of the blue, you know, it's offensive, you know, people would be like,
it
what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, hey,
yeah.
What are you doing? But now it's like pretty normal. The other day, because it was a Friday, shouts, we did a couple things. You and I had an open mic.
We had a digital open mic. Yeah. And I was a little skeptical at first. I almost didn't want to do it. And that's why I texted you. I was like, are we still on? And then you sounded super excited about it.
I think, yeah, so. I now know that you're the kind of dude who, you know, sometimes you're like my boyfriend, you know, I need to encourage you to do stuff. Cause you're like, I don't want to do this. Okay. God, why can't we just sit around and just like do podcasts? And you know, I'm like, honey, you said we would, and we're gonna do it, okay?
Take me somewhere
really
nice.
It's important for me. And you're like, God, this sucks, dude. I just want to like podcast with my boys. Yeah. So, you know,
wait,
that's pretty funny.
Can we go back to your FaceTime thing for a second? Your FaceTiming thing. Do you plan it, or do you just do it out of the blue? And you're like, hey, it's 8. I know you're not working. Like, I'm drinking a beer. Do you want to grab a beer? Is it like that? Or do you text and you're like, hey, guys, 9 o'clock tonight. Let's FaceTime. Let's have a little Zoom happy hour. Like, how
no,
does that work?
I just do it. And I think it's gotten to, that's the thing, is that like now we kind of all expect it from each other. Whereas before it was like, I actually don't like the, let's set up a specific time to do this thing. Because, you know, that's not really how, you know, like you're, friendships should work, really. You know, it's like when you were a kid, you just like bicycled over to your buddy's place. You didn't text him first and be like, hey, I'm gonna bicycle to your place first, you want to hang out? And you just like showed up,
right,
and
right,
that
right.
was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
What's up? So, and it's not like a long thing. We just I just call him up, I talk, and after a little while, you know, we're both bored, and then we're like, well, I'll see you later, you know. It's
yeah.
You don't have
I had to
put too much pressure on it.
I think that's funny. It's like I've had a couple FaceTime things, but I've always found the goodbye part to be extremely awkward. And
yeah.
Like, I still catch myself like lying to get out of it. Like, I'll just be like, hey, I got a call at 7 p.m. so I gotta get out of here, even though I just like need to, like, in reality I just have to take a shit, but I don't feel like saying that, so I'll just lie. And sometimes, like, actually a couple of times I've been invited to participate, like, in a group happy hour, and I've just made up excuses not to even go. You know?
I think if anything, I noticed, you know, a lot of people have anxiety, and I think actually, honestly, setting up something makes it worse, because then you're like thinking about it and you're like, you know, I got to do this thing. You know, that's why people love to cancel plans, right? Whereas, like, if it's spontaneous, you're just like, it suddenly happens and you're having a great time. You don't have to overthink it. So that's what I've been doing. But the other day, yesterday I did like kind of set up a thing because we wanted to watch a movie, like me and a bunch of my friends. And so we did this, there's this new Chrome extension called Netflix Party. And it's a little extension that goes on your Chrome. And so when you're playing Netflix, you can send them a link. And when they click on that, and they also have the Chrome thing, then you can watch a movie at the same time. And it's like synced so that everybody's seeing at the same time rather than, like, you know, how you try to watch it and like somebody's advent, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah,
we did that. And it was like such an advertisement for Apple, because I was FaceTiming with two of my friends who were like, so it was like three separate people all on our phones. And then I was using my Apple MacBook Pro laptop to stream Netflix. And then I was using Apple AirPlay through my Apple TV to watch Apple, you know, to watch this Netflix thing. And we watched the whole movie. We like played a little drinking game like we were in college. And we watched Batman Begins. That's a good movie.
It didn't lag. I'm surprised that, like, because you're FaceTiming, right? So could you not hear your audio in their speakers or whatever? You
know, it wasn't perfect. So it is kind of weird, because, like, sometimes you can hear, like, them, or you can hear, like, their roommates, you know, like, arguing or something in the background. Mm-hmm. So it's not perfect. And, you know, there is a little lag. Like, our...
they're arguing.
Yeah.
Do the fucking dishes.
This is bullshit. Batman sucks. Yeah. You know? and I don't know, like, the internet is really bad. Like, you know, I don't know how it is for you, but the internet's been terrible for me lately.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. In fact, you just cut out a little bit, and I just kept nodding for the viewers. But I know what you're talking about, because it's on the outline.
Exactly. you know my jokes. Insert jokes here. So we just watched that, and it was a little laggy, but it's fine. You know, you have a couple drinks, and
can I be honest? Like, do you genuinely enjoy it? Because I think my biggest hesitation for all this stuff is, like, I am hesitant, not because I'm antisocial to begin with, but because I always think about, like, what if it's, like, not fun? And then I'm going to want to hang out with them less now. Like, I'm going to like them less now because I don't have a fun time.
You know, this is an interesting thing. And this has nothing to do with coronavirus, but I feel that people, they don't want to do stuff because they are afraid of what might happen. And that's something I had to deal with when I had more anxiety before I became a comedy Zen master.
Catch this guy on open mics on Zoom, maybe Friday. It's a private link. Message me.
Yeah, just like the Buddha. Is people will be like, oh, well, I don't want to go to this party or whatever, or the Zoom hangout, because I think this is gonna be bad or whatever. You just don't know. And one thing that this whole thing, especially stand-up, has taught me, that is you got to live in the moment. Like, just like, don't worry about if it's going to be bad in the future, because you don't really know what it's going to be like. And here's the thing. There's a lot of times where, and my friends listen to this, so they know, there's a lot of times when my friends piss me off and annoy me, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sitting there and we're like FaceTime, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so annoying. And here's the thing, is that when they're annoying, I'll leave. I'll leave and I won't talk to them.
You're like on Instagram.
Here's the thing is that, like, you know, like, they're my friends. So nobody's perfect and I still love them. So it doesn't matter. Yeah. Right. Like, you know, like, you know, I think people now want everything to be so like, oh, it's got to be the best fucking thing. And otherwise, like, fuck, you know, this is such a waste of time. Then you're not living in like that very second when you're like on that Zoom, just like, hey, if it's awesome, it's awesome. And if it's not, well, you've lost nothing. And, you know, it's fine.
If anything, this quarantine has been, to your point, like, maybe it's a big lesson of like, hey, sometimes like you don't get the best. Okay. Like, this is the best we got. And it's just a FaceTime thing. And so it's like, the question is, are you going to roll with this or not? And people who still have that mentality of like, well, it's not like,
it's not like the best party ever. Like, we can't like hug and like, the, you know, the, we don't have, I gotta pay for my own beer or whatever. It's not an open bar.
You know, those people, I think they kind of start to like lose. I think right now, the way I'm behaving, I'm like losing friends because I saw the other day that my high school friends posted like a Instagram story picture of like my entire crew, like 12 of them,
yeah,
all Zooming.
Yeah.
And I did not get the link. Okay. Now, is it their fault? Absolutely not. It's my fault because I haven't really been keeping in touch with them. But I saw that and I was like, oh, this is what my actions lead to. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. you know, this whole podcast has just been watching you become lonelier and lonelier. Until it's just you and me, Fumi. That's it, baby. Zach Danger, God. Number 12 in the bunker.
Zach Danger, hey.
I think, you know, like, you know, this is an interesting thing because now on social media, in a weird way, we're all going through the same thing at the exact same time. There's no, yeah. there's no like awesome party happening right now. You know, there's yeah. not. By definition, yeah. okay? If there is, then Bill de Blasio is going to send SWAT against you because you're like violating the... Yeah. quarantine order
code.
So yeah, nobody yeah, yeah, yeah. is partying, so everybody just knows that like, hey, we're all just doing our best at this point. There's no like Coachella happening, there's no South by Southwest FOMO, there's, you know, there's you know,
no FOMO. There's no, that's FOMO. So interesting, because even if you think about it, even Scarlett Johansson, when she's FaceTiming, I don't know, Brad Pitt or whoever the fuck, you know, is famous, you know that the quality of that call instead of in terms of content is as it's equal to what you did last night with your friends, right?
It's the same thing. So, you know, I think it was cool. I liked our open mic, man. Honestly, like, that's another thing, is there was a lot of things that were janky, but there was a lot of things yeah. where I was like, oh, this is really just like hanging out with my, you know, with my buddies. When we did our shitty open mic that I had to drag yeah. you to. And yeah. you were...
I showed up, though. You have to admit,
it was better than you thought, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I had fun.
There is one thing. There is some technology that I think they need to have, is when you're in a big Zoom group or whatever you are, whatever, like, and there's like, let's say six people, is there needs to be something where you can just talk to one person without leaving the big group. Do you know? Because... that's how like parties oh. really work. Is like, it's not like everybody, let's say there's six people in a room, it's not like everybody is in the same yeah. conversation at the same time. That's very rarely happens unless you're playing like a game or something, right? But usually right. it's like there's like a main yeah. conversation and then there's like a side conversation where you're like, this party sucks, let's get out of here or something, you
yo
know?
Right. Yo, but that feature is a double-edged sword, because someone like me, if there's seven of us in the call, everybody's gonna pair off and I'm stuck in the fucking chat room alone.
And then you and I, and then I'll see you, I'll join the party and I'll be like, oh yeah. Fumi's by himself, and I'll come over. It's like, get out of here, Mike. Speaking of things that you can check out on Netflix, there's a new movie mm-hmm. coming out by yes. Writer, producer, director. I think he's also director of the multi-talented, mm-hmm. awesome guy, Alan Yang.
That's right. He was involved in Master of None, also Little America, available on Apple TV. And he's got this new movie coming out on Netflix April 10th, 2020, called Tiger Tail. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Tiger King,
nope.
which is another... popular thing, but it's not the same thing. Very different plot.
Yeah.
Okay.
extremely
a lot
different.
More Asians. A lot more Asians in the movie. Less cats. Basically, yeah. I'm not gonna read the entire plot here. The trailer is available on YouTube. It looks really good. It's basically about a free-spirited yet impoverished young Taiwanese factory worker who makes the difficult decision to leave his homeland, which is Taiwan, and the woman he loves behind in order to seek better opportunities in America. So it's kind of like this romance story about this guy who's got to leave his chick in Taiwan to go to America, and he gets involved in an arranged marriage, and then the time skips forward and he's like an old man, and it's about him retracing his steps and like living the life that he wanted to live if he could just stay in Taiwan and live with the love of his life.
It's got some real heavy hitters, including Joan Chen and Si Ma. Hey, I know you got nothing going on, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And
so,
it's got like, it looks cool too. Like I'm really excited to check it out, because like it has like this real moody lighting to it, and like just it just looks cool. It looks well done, you know?
Yes. And you know what? He was supposed to be on this podcast, but then the corona shit happened and then he couldn't be on it. So this is, I know most of you don't believe us, but this is the best we can do is to read a synopsis of his upcoming movie.
I mean, I was on the email string and I still don't believe you. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, definitely check it out. It's called Tiger Tail, not Tiger King, but Tiger Tail, available on Netflix April 10th, 2020. Check it out. Let's move on to quarantine news, baby.
Quarantine news, a lot of news. What's the big one we wanted to talk? This, you know, we're like recording a little ahead, so you know, this is like a little on the older side because like
we're today's March 28th, by the way. So
today's March 28th, okay? March 28th, 2020, because we have to make sure this is probably going to be the only thing that survives, you know, this year. So you know, aliens or robots that are listening to this, I am, you know, I am a comedian, that is a person who tries to make people laugh, and the year is March 28th, 2020 in our Gregorian calendar.
Zach Danger would also like to say hello to you, or as you say in your language, 00111.
You just said the N-word in digital. I can't believe it. The let's see here. The news is, I'll just read it here. 2020 Tokyo Olympics postponed due to coronavirus. And it's terrible, man. It's you know, the IOC met and they had a whole thing. And I think for a long time they were trying to make it happen. Mm. You know? And I think for a while they may have... I think they were trying to make the case because the virus hasn't gone crazy in Japan, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, shouts to the owl cafes, I guess they have. So the coronavirus hasn't gone super crazy there, and they didn't want to postpone it. Obviously, they spent like billions of dollars probably building it and preparing, but now they got to push it back a year. And I mean, I thought they might have just straight up canceled it, you know, like World War II style. they decided to, it's going to happen in 2021.
Did they cancel the Olympics during the war?
Yeah, they canceled it during not every single one of the years. I think like two of the years, because like, you know, who would show up? Like Peru or something? There's like nobody who'd go.
Yeah. I did look this up and it said during the Spanish flu, which was like 1918 to 1920,
yep.
That wasn't an Olympic year, so they didn't have to cancel it. So this is like one of the first times that something like this has happened. And then even though they're pushing it to 2021, the branding is still going to be Olympic 2020 because they probably dropped so much money on like t-shirts and shit. You know what I mean?
We can't change these t-shirts. So it's 2020, baby. Yeah, it's a bummer, man. I don't know. I really like the Olympics. I love watching like weird, obscure sports. I love watching the you know, there's that sport where it's like horseback riding, but then you also have to shoot a gun, and then there's fencing also.
Is that not equestrian? Is that different?
Yeah, it's like, it's called like modern pentathlon, and I read about this, and the way worse is that...
Pentathlon!
Yeah. It's called modern pentathlon, and what it is it's supposed to... Because, you know, Olympics used to only be... Sports used to just be things that rich people did, right? And so the modern pentathlon was a thing where it simulated the skills you need to escape from like an enemy prison. So the idea was that you would need to ride a horse, shoot a gun, fence... And then like, and there's also pole vaulting. So you need to go over a wall. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy. That's is a cool so
ass
wild.
Sport. That's a cool ass sport.
That is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't believe they don't have that today. Like for like, they should really update the weapons and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, today you got to be able to like, if you're trying to escape the enemy, like you got to learn, like learn other languages and shit. You're probably in North Korea. So you got to learn Korean.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. You also, you should also be able to slide into someone's DMs.
Yeah.
That's a good skill. So,
hell yeah, man.
Yeah. It's a bummer, dude. And it was going to be in your home country, Playboy.
I know. I'm glad they canceled it because for a while, the prime minister like really didn't want to cancel it. And, you know, I think a lot of the young people in Japan like don't like him anyways because they call him a fascist, basically.
Oh, really?
Well, we have the same last name.
Yeah,
so
shouts.
But it's spelled differently, so we're not
oh,
the
is
same.
It? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bay is a little bit different. But it means the same thing. It means like peace territory or whatever. Whatever my last name is. Safety zone, whatever the fuck.
Safety zone.
But he didn't want to cancel it because I think his prime ministry ends this year And okay. So he wanted to go out with a bang, with like a, hey, Olympics are here, the economy's booming, it's all thanks to me.
Hey, right? Fascism, pretty cool.
Right? And like, it's very similar to Trump, right? Because he like didn't want the corona thing to get out because he you know, the re-election's coming up and he's like, hey, the economy's amazing, thanks to me. He was kind of similar, so like I wasn't really digging that, but thank God it's not just up to him, because there's a whole Olympic committee. The guy's name is Dick Pound, the yes. guy who made this decision, which is amazing.
Amazing.
yeah, what a name, dude. That guy, that's like a, I don't know, a fake porn star name or some shit like that. That's amazing.
No, yeah, but, yeah.
But it got me thinking a lot about like, you know, other things that are going to get canceled for us too. Like, you know, like JFL is something that we both been looking forward to, and I auditioned for it, but like that could get canceled.
When is JFL exactly?
I think it's in the summer, but like the second round auditions are supposed to be like in May.
That ain't happening.
And the thing with this is like, from the outsider's perspective, I think everybody's like, whoo, like, I think it's the right call. Let's do it right next year. But from the athlete's perspective, and also if you think about it from a comedian's perspective, like, you know, we understand this term heat, right?
Yes.
Like, yes. We may not be hot next year. You know what I'm saying? So like, same with the athletes, right? Like, you might have a lot of heat, like these fucking gymnasts or whatever. They might have a lot of heat right now, but like a year from now, maybe there's like a rising 14-year-old from fucking China, and like she's gonna be amazing. And you know what I mean? Like, there is a timing aspect to performance and stuff. So like, while I do understand the committee's decision, it's a little, I do believe that there will be a handful of athletes and performers who are going to get shafted, and they'll be bitching about it till they're like 80 years old, you know?
For sure. I mean, they already were saying, I was listening to the Daily podcast, and it was, there's definitely people who now they can't do the Olympics next year because they're just too old. Like,
yes, I was going to ask about that. Yeah. Is that are they going to make an exception for that? Because you got to be under 20 or something like that, right?
No. There's not an age limit. But it's just like, if you're at the tip top of your shape, you know, let's say you're like 30, you know, and, you know, you're in really good shape, obviously. But like, to maintain that like level of readiness for even one more year is so difficult to do. So yeah. Like, you can't do it anymore. Like, now you're 31 and you're you know, there's not like a rule against it. That would be really fucked up. Only young, hot people, please. But it's just like, you just can't maintain that level of fitness anymore. I also love that you equated these world class Olympians to comedians. They're, you know, these two, yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah, you know, next year. And I was just really ready for it. I had my tight five. It was really good. I've been working on it. I've been eating bagel bites every single day. Get ready.
And I've been masturbating a lot. Joke about Pornhub. It's pretty good, I think.
I've been looking at my ex's Instagram, you know, in order to get material. So it's just a real bummer, you know? So.
Yo, but like percentage-wise, like it could be the same, you know? True. I mean, you also have to be kind of young and hot to do it, you know? There's a lot of similarities. So like, am I bitter about JFL potentially getting canceled even though I haven't gotten it yet? Yes, absolutely, you know? So that's what this is all about. It's about me. It's not really about these fucking athletes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bummer, dude.
But yeah, we got a bunch of stuff happening this week, man. There's another thing that's happening. This is a, okay, there's now a, hey, okay. The headline reads, New York Attorney General Letitia James launched a hotline this week for people to report hate crimes and bias incidents against Asian Americans during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. So there's been a lot of anti-Asian, you know, sentiment and just actions and stuff like that. And so now there's a hotline / website where you can like make these reports. The article didn't really tell me what is going to be done about it. I don't know if it's just for like data, you know, for like some fucking article to go viral. But at least, like, you know, people on like Reddit Asian Masculinity have a place to go now, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. The hotline just goes straight to a BuzzFeed article. That's what it is.
No, I mean, I don't know, like, what the fuck. I mean, I saw a couple tweets of like black people tweeting this, and then they were doing like the what the fuck face, the what the fuck emoji. You know, it's like, because, you know, they don't have a fucking hotline, you know? But I don't even, it's not even about that. It's like, what do you do with this information? Like, if we had a Google Docs and we were just taking entries, are you going to make a fucking pie chart? Like, 30% of Asian people were called Ching Chong this week. Like, what do you do with this stat?
You know? I mean, you're just supposed to just have the data, because if you don't have the information, then you can't make a claim against, like, did it go, was there more hate crimes or were there less? You can't, like, you know, without knowing at all, then you won't be able to, you won't be, if you just don't have information, you can't make any kind of argument, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
I see.
Because right now it's just like these random things that go viral on Twitter and, you know, and those are shitty for sure. But like, if, you know, to your point, it's just happening like a few times, then like, that's good to know versus like, I guess if somebody has a hate crime against you and you got to call this hotline, I don't know. You're right. I mean, to your point, I don't know what you're supposed to do because you're calling the hotline and I guess they're taking the information down and then I don't know what happened. It's not like they're going to, I don't know if they're going to arrest someone. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But
I could also see like a bunch of people abusing this system and just like, it's just a bunch of Asian guys reporting the fact that they couldn't get laid in high school, you know?
Yeah. That's like,
why won't this girl come over, dude? I think she's racist.
Henry, please stop calling. You know, it's stuff like that. I guess I did happen. It happened to me the other week. I think I told you about it.
The subway thing.
There was a subway thing, and then there was another time with this drunk guy. He was like this. It was the middle of the day. He was an asshole.
Oh, tell me the drunk guy one. Yo, let's get into it, dude.
No, I mean it was like we were just like walking. Me and my wife were walking in Brooklyn. It's the middle of the day. And this was before like the super shutdown, but we were walking on along the street, and there was this guy, and he was like, you could tell he was inebriated. Again, this is the middle of the day. This was like a Thursday. And as he walks by us, he's like, I didn't listen exactly because I wasn't trying to take a detailed record of my assault. So he was just like, you know, blah, blah, Chinese people, blah, 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 you know? And it was like, I don't want to say that it was like, you know, a outright attack on me, but I mean, I was very uncomfortable, you know, and I could see where I was like, I had the feeling like I need to get out of there as quickly as I can, like me and my wife. So, you know, we just kept walking. It was like nothing. He didn't like follow us or anything like that, but it was
so
like,
he just, as he was walking by, he just said like something, something Chinese people, but like in a negative tone where you knew he wanted you to hear it.
Oh yeah. No, he wasn't like blah, 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 this great Chinese restaurant. No, no, no. It was,
I love dumplings.
I love Chinese people are great. No, it was definitely not that tone.
Do you want to do these monologue jokes now?
Yeah. Well, let's write. We wrote some monologue jokes here.
About the race news we just did.
I don't know if people know this, but we're comedians, and sometimes we write jokes. So we'll have a couple, and you can tell us if these are good or not. And if they're not good, you can understand why we have a podcast instead of having real comedy jobs. So
We wrote these very fast, so they're gonna be bad, but hopefully they're like fun bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You want to do? I'll do the first one. You can do the second one.
Okay, you know what? I had time to write one when you were setting up. So you read the first one.
Okay.
And I'll read the second
one. Okay. The 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo will be postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic, said International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound. That's such a historic announcement, so let's repeat it again. His name is Dick Pound.
I like that one. I hope our listeners like that one.
I hope so. Okay.
Okay. This is, I wrote it on the same topic, okay? Keep in mind, it's very bad, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound recently announced that the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be canceled due to the coronavirus. More information about the rescheduling will soon be released by the World Athletic President. Pussy, get drilled.
Hey, I like that. Hey.
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 Hey. Okay. Okay,
I liked it.
Okay,
yeah,
I like it. I'm going to try this other one. Okay.
Okay.
The
okay.
canceled Olympics has widespread repercussions, including canceled contracts for sponsors and logistical headaches. But look on the bright side. With the Olympic Village now empty of horny athletes, the condom supply is looking strong.
Hey.
Hey.
So now, it's like a known thing that Olympians are horny or they fuck after they compete.
I always heard that the Olympic... because it's just like a bunch of people coming from all over the world, and they all like all the Olympians live in the Olympic Village that they set up for mm-hmm. them, and it's mm-hmm. like, you know, they've been training so much and they're like all really fit that there's a lot of like fucking happening. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's like any more than normal, but
wouldn't be surprised.
Also, clearly not a good joke if I had to explain it. Okay, let's move along.
No, I liked it. I liked it. I wanted to get the facts because I was thinking, like, do I need to be in Tokyo 2021? That's what I wanted to... Should I be there, you know, as a comedian?
Should your open relationship extend to 2021? So let's try... I got one more.
Let's see.
New York Attorney General Letitia James launched a hotline this week for people to report hate crimes and bias incidents against Asian Americans during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The hotline was off to a rough start, however, since Asian Americans do all of their communicating through Instagram Live.
That's a good one. I liked it. I liked it. That's a good one.
That's what I want. I want to hear when I do a stand-up set, I love it when people just say, good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
They do. Dude, Asian people do be talking on Instagram Live, though. That is their medium.
Do be. Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah,
I've
that's
seen
true. Them do it. That's true. Shouts to all of our Instagram influencers.
Yes. And if there are any, you know, industry people listening, hey, hire us. We can clearly write, you know.
Fumi, could you please delete the last 6 minutes of this podcast? Thank you.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening. That was the lockdown. Nothing really to plug because all of our future events are canceled. I guess technically our LA show is not canceled yet. That's June 3rd. I don't know. It's very possible it'll be canceled, but if you're in LA, you know, just follow us on Instagram, like at Asian.AsianPod. Make sure we'll make announcements on there about future dates. Patreon supporters, thank you so much for supporting. We'll give you a shout out soon. As soon as the money comes in, we'll give you a shout out. Okay.
Yes, thank you very much to anyone who's donating to our Patreon. That's very nice of you.
Yes.
And yeah, just follow us. You can find me on Instagram at NicePantsBro.
I'm on there at TheFumiAbe. That's TheFumiAbe. And the Patreon website is patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. And if you donate money, we give you a shout out on the podcast. And I think that concludes this episode of Lockdown. Thank you so much. Stay safe, everybody. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Okay. And we are back with our Patreon shout outs. Our anals know that if you donate to our Patreon page, which could be found at patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod, you get a shout out on the podcast. I really appreciate all the donations that you've been giving us because I know times are tough and you guys are moneyless, but you're still giving it to our cause.
Yeah, we're going to be expecting those $1,200 donations soon too.
Oh, yes.
We know you got them. So come on, hook it up.
All right, here we go. First guy, Nigel Ng.
Ang.
Okay. It's not Nga.
That's why would Aang? It be? Why would it be Nga?
You know why I think that? Because there was a Chinese girl named Erica Nga in my elementary school, and she went by Nga for the entirety of my middle school to high school year. She never corrected anybody. She just went by Ng.
It's because she never wanted to correct anybody because she was tired of hearing it.
Isn't that sad? She went by Ng since she was 8. Like, and that's crazy. I've known her for like 10 years.
Chinese.
Well, shouts.
Chinese.
I guess it's Ang. Kim Fuhlenbach. That's German.
Fuhlenbach, yeah.
Damn. German,
I think.
That's a very nice last name. Fuhlenbach.
That is.
Hoa Tran.
Hoa Tran, yeah. Shouts. Vietnam.
What is that?
Vietnamese.
That's Vietnam.
That's Vietnamese as shit.
Oh shit. What if I just keep like mispronouncing all those Asian last names?
I know.
Alex Wong, Huang.
I kind of want you to mispronounce Wong.
Is that not Wong?
Wonga.
I can't believe it's cuz I've never met anyone named Ng, and I literally just thought it was Ng just cuz nobody ever bothered to correct her.
Maybe that's crazy. Maybe that's closer. Maybe it is. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe you're wrong, dude.
Probably wrong.
Wong is probably Chinese.
Chinese, yeah.
Okay, Miwa Messer.
Miwa.
Isn't that like a... Yeah, yeah, but Miwa is her first name.
Yeah, but that's like, that's a clue. We got to use all the clues.
Well, she's... Oh, yeah. I think Miwa's Japanese.
Aha!
But Messer is like an Argentinian soccer player, isn't it? Isn't there a soccer player named
Messi?
Or is that Messi? Messi. Messi. It's close.
You're,
it's
you, close. You, you, yeah, you're killing it today. Messer. I'm going to say Jess, also German. Japanese Germans, you know.
Japanese Germans.
Love it.
Love it.
Classic combo.
John Maba, M-A-A-B-A.
M-A-A-B-A.
Yeah.
That's tight. That's a tight name.
Yeah, dude. Malaysian?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. This is your friend, James DiMartino. What does he do? That's Spanish.
DiMartino?
Yeah, that's Spanish as hell, dude.
Nah, that's... he's DiMartino. It's like, you know, like... You know, like DiGiorno, you know?
oh, it's Italian.
This guy is so Italian. You should...
Oh, shit.
You met him.
I met him. I mean, you know, they're like related, right? They're like Roman people,
true.
I think.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. Yeah. He's
okay,
so Italian.
Last few here. Kazutoshi Koba.
I want you to mispronounce it wrong. Do it.
Kobe. also a Japanese last name. I don't know what Koba means in Japanese. I don't know what the spelling is, but this is a guy who has a Japanese as fuck name.
Is it
so
K-O-B-E? Is it like the steak and stuff?
No. K-O-B-A is the name. I was just mispronouncing it to be dumb.
I love it.
Koba. I don't know.
Yeah. Japanese, obviously.
And lastly, we have Nicole Wong, W-O-N-G. See, that's the kind
so
of Chinese name I like.
I'm loving it. Nicole Wong.
I love
just
the
a
Wong.
Classic Nicole
easy
Wong.
Easy to pronounce. No confusion like ng, you know? by the way, Nigel Ng, thank you so much. Please not donate to us. your last name is wonderful. Okay, that's it for Patreon. Thank you guys so much. Check us out at patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod.